Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Yip Harburg was a contentious, sometimes ornery man. He did things his own way. He knew he had to write love songs, but he hated to come out and say, I love you. Here's an hour of songs to show how he solved the problem.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Yip Harburg's vein of idealism and bruised romanticism went deep. The entirety of his combination of skepticism and reaffirmation wasn't limited to love. He had a lot to say about the way a life floats through space, vaster than all imagining, and how we lived within it. Love was one of the essential ways. From The Happiest Girl in the World, Dran Sights and Bruce Yarnell, Adrift on a Star, and with Yip's final song, Julius LaRosa with Time, You Old Gypsy Man.
Here we are, adrift on a star, alone in a silent sky. Lost in space, together we face the wonder of where and why.
Time, you old gypsy man, thief on the wing, you drugged me with rhapsodies, tricked me with spring, fiddled me off my feet, danced me on air, sprinkled my daydreams with gold dust, then silvered my hair. Silvered my hair, you rogue. Crinkled my eyes. Whistled the bird of youth out of my skies. Time, you old vagabond, riddle me this. What did you do with forever and ever that sealed
every kiss. You packed up your tambourines, stilled your guitars, slipped off into the night, turned off the stars, stripped me of song and spring, robbed me of rhyme, fled in your carnival caravan. But you, old gypsy man, thanks for a glorious time.
Dran Sites and Bruce Yarnell with Jacques Offenbach and Yip Harburg's Adrift on a Star, and Julius LaRosa with Phil Springer and Yip's Time, You Old Gypsy Man. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Yip Harburg loved to flip the language on its ear. He loved wordplay and rhyme and sought out ways to make the language startle and scintillate. He knew the sentiments had to be familiar, even predictable, but he wanted his ways of expressing them to keep you on your toes and even off your balance. He knew exactly what he was up to. He even wrote a song about it, but he disguised it naturally as a love song. Or maybe he wrote a love song that he disguised as a song about writing a love song. Yip never presents a stationary target. Rebecca Luker and Philip Chaffin, What Can You Say in a Love Song?
Looking through the pages of the program, we know what was that wrinkle. It's only fair that you should have that love song, and curiously the writers thought so too. So they studied all the pages of music through the ages,
and here's the song of love they wrote for you.
Surrender, so tender, forevermore. What can you say in a love song that hasn't been said before?
So sweetly, completely, je vous adore. What can you say in a love song that hasn't been said before?
If it worked in days of yore, why should we say in a love song what hasn't been said before?
Darling, here's that song you inspired in a style I acquired, living with song. I've gone over the pages of song.
tender, forevermore.
What can you say in a love song that hasn't been said before? So sweetly, completely, je vous adore.
What can you say in a love song that hasn't been said?
From Harold Arlen, Ira Gershwin, and Yip Harburg's 1934 score to Life Begins at 8:40, Rebecca Luker and Philip Chaffin, What Can You Say in a Love Song? Yip and Ira were boyhood friends who went to high school together, shared a mutual affection for light verse, and ended up as major song lyricists. Harold Arlen called them two interesting guys because they were always, in his words, using the language, twisting it, bending it. Especially in this song, where their words are a perfect match for Arlen's hopping, skipping, jumping tune with a lyric that picks you up and then slaps you down. Also from Life Begins at 8:40, Christopher Fitzgerald and Jessica Stone, You're a Builder-Upper.
Want to, you are able to make me feel that I'm Clark Gable. Then next minute you make me feel I'm something from the zoo. First you warm up, then you're distant, never knew a girl so inconsistent. I'm a big shot at 1:30, a so-and-so by 2. Heaven forgive you for your sins, keeping me on needles and pins. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I'm a sapperoo too, taking it from a taker-over like you. Don't know where I'm at, I'm just a lissa, then I'm a thatta, a taker on the chinner. My, what a weakie am I to love you as I do. Just when I'm ready to sob, you hand me a throb and everything is hunky-dory, and that's my story. Open your arms and I'm a stooge for your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I love it, I do, being broken by a builder-upper like you.
You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I'm a sapperoo too, taking it from a taker-over like you. Don't know where I'm at, I'm just a this, then I'm a that, a taker on the chinner. My, what a weakie am I to love you as I do. Just when I'm ready to sob, you hand me a throb and everything is hunky-dory. My story. Open your arms and I'm a stooge for your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I love it, I do, being broken by a builder-upper.
A chaser-outer.
A goer-wither.
A pusher-frummer.
A clinger-to-er.
A shaker-offer.
A smiler-atter.
A squeezer-outer like you.
Christopher Fitzgerald and Jessica Stone, You're a Builder-Upper. Of his collaboration with Ira, Yip said, "We have a similar sense of humor. We shy away from the sentimental. The result, not your run-of-the-mill love songs. Everything is familiar but fresh, emotional but witty, engaging head and heart, all that Yip set out to do." He said of being a lyricist, "You've got to be a euphoric masochist." His words also raise as many questions as they answer. His songs wonder, or they ask rhetorical questions. They're questions to hope by or try to understand by, and they invite an answer that takes you down inside your own feelings. Buster Davis, Teddy Green, Patricia Rutledge, Mark Jordan, Vincent Price, and Beth Howland, What Makes a Marriage Merry?
What makes a marriage merry? What is the recipe to go on singing? Not just temporarily.
What is the recipe?
What can the secret be?
What is the golden key?
A thinking heart, a feeling mind, a love that seeks but isn't blind, a sweet belief behind each look and every look, an open book. For love to be a feast of sweets,
a fugue by Bach, an ode by Keats,
a singing log, a bubbling brook, your life must be an open book.
To marry and live merrily, and not just temporarily, it follows necessarily that life be an open book. That life be an open book. Life be an open book.
You must never deceive, you must never distort, you must never prevaricate.
A deceiver's breath is the kiss of death in a marital tete-a-tete.
You must never conceal, confuse, confound, delude, deny, disguise. For the little black ants in the soup of romance are the lies, the lies, the lies.
You never must pout,
you never must carp,
no matter how bad you feel.
You must never raise your voice above him, sharp.
But always be genteel. You must never stay mad, you must never say gad or pish tush. Gadzook! But above all else, your life must be, it must be an open book.
That makes a marriage merry, that is the recipe
merry.
To marry
that
and
is the
live merrily,
merry,
and not just temporarily, it follows necessarily that life be an open book. That life be an open book.
Buster Davis and members of the cast of Darling of the Day, What Makes a Marriage Merry? Yip Harburg was an acrobat with words. They're always in motion, turning and tumbling wherever his irreverent romanticism takes them. It's a breathtaking game. Will he fall flat with all the words lying in a jumble around him, or will they and he soar? Max Morath, I Like the Likes of You.
Lady, last Saturday, or was it yesterday, I was rehearsing a speech. Really, I think it's a peach. Hope you don't think it a breach of recognized etiquette. I'm from Connecticut. You'll see the state that I'm in. I mean, I'm in a mess. What was that speech? Oh, yes. Yes. I like the likes of you. I like the things you do. I mean, I like the likes of you. I like your eyes of blue. I think they're blue, don't you? I mean, I like your eyes of blue. Oh dear, if I can only say what I mean. I mean, if I could mean what I say. That is, I mean to say that I mean to say that I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you.
From the Ziegfeld Follies of 1934, Max Morath, I Like the Likes of You. Yip once told someone, I doubt that I can ever say I love you head on. It's not the way I think. For me, the task is never to say it, to think in a curve, so to speak. But Yip's puns weren't there just for showing up. They carried the message of romantic upheaval that so delighted him. He knew love was the best thing of all and the thing you pay the highest price for, and he never lost his sense of humor about either. Yip's cautionary lyrics are the perfect fit for Harold Arlen's irrepressible rhythmic drive. Peggy Lee, Buds Won't Bud.
When your world goes to pieces overnight, something's wrong, very wrong. When you don't know your left shoe from your right, something's wrong, very wrong. When the clock sips tea and your head strikes three and you feel you're in a crazy dream. Something's wrong with this entire scheme. Buds won't bud, breeze won't breeze, and dew won't dew. One and one ain't even two, when the love you love won't love you. A big blackout, 'cause buds won't bud, breeze won't breeze, and dew won't dew. One and one is 32, when the love you love won't love you. Buds won't bud, breeze won't breeze, and crow won't crow. When the love you love says hi ho, buds won't bud, notes won't note, and knots won't knot, T's won't cross, and I's won't dot, when the hope you hope goes to pot. On account there's no accounting. Ever since you bowed out, all my moods won't mood, and my food won't food, and my ties won't tie, and my tears won't dry. And to make things worse, my heart is beating in reverse, 'cause the buds won't bud, and breeze won't breeze, and do won't do. C-O-D is I-O-U, when the dream you dream, and the scheme you scheme, when the dream you dream won't come true.
From Hooray for What, Peggy Lee with Arlen and Harburg's Buds Won't Bud. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. For Life Begins at 8:40, Gershwin and Harburg used a catchphrase for the score's most direct treatment of love. Even here, though, they wrote with a sense of whimsy. Yip said, "I was saying life is all being fooled. We're all being fooled by it. But while it's happening, it's a lot of fun. I think it's a lovely excursion, and I'm glad I got a ticket for this short cruise. And that's all." Kate Baldwin and Philip Chaffin, Fun to be Fooled.
Fun to be fooled, fun to pretend, fun to believe love is on.
If I fall again, and yet I'm enthralled by its call again. You say you love me, I know from the past. You mean to love me, but these things don't last. Fools rush in to begin new love affairs. But tonight, my dear, who cares?
Fun to be fooled.
to believe love is an ending.
Thought I was done.
Still, it is fun
being fooled again.
Nice when you tell.
Nice when you tell.
All that you feel.
All that you feel.
Nice to be told.
Nice to be told.
This is the real thing. Fun to be kissed.
Fun to exist.
To be fooled again.
It's that old devil moon having his fling once more,
selling me spring once more. I'm afraid love is king once more.
Fun to be fooled.
Fun to be fooled.
Fun to pretend.
Fun to pretend.
This little dream wound up.
Kate Baldwin and Philip Chaffin, Fun to be Fooled. Consider a song that combines wordplay with irreverence, with wit, with romance, and then consider the fact that Yip Harburg pulls off the trick over and over again. There's never a doubt in these songs that the love is real, but Yip enlivens it with his antic imagination. That's what makes his songs so winning. Follow the linguistic flips and folderols, always in the service of love. Judy Garland with Burton Lane and Yip's Poor You, and then Yip himself with his and Harold Arlen's Fancy Meeting You.
Sad for anybody walking about who's missed all the thrills I've been through. I'm sad for anybody who hasn't found out just what your caresses can do. And that's why I'm especially sad for you. For you. I'm sorry you're not me, for you will never know what loving you can be. For you, you never know your charms, you never feel your warmth, you're never in your arms. When it is you I'm kissing, I pity you constantly. You don't know what you're missing, for you're only kissing for me. For you, you'll live your whole life through, and yet you'll never know the thrill of loving you. Constantly, you don't know what you're missing, for you're only kissing for me. For you, you'll live your whole life through, and yet you'll never know the thrill of loving you.
A million years ago in space,
the earth was just an arid place, a dump without a human race, just swampy panoramas. But Mother Nature had a plan to make a molecule a man. From tiny seeds came boys with tweeds and girls with pink pajamas. So there we were, just you and me, fin to fin in the salty sea. Who could foresee our destiny? Oh, who could have suspected that 'neath the naked sky above, a shameless little thing called love would give it the initial shove, and heaven would direct it. It can't be true. Just fancy meeting you. Remember when the world began, I was your prehistoric man. The dawn broke, and like two lovesick fish in the sea, we awoke and love climbed up our family tree. When hearts are true, what's a million years or two? It paid to wait for old man fate to lead us out of the zoo. It all goes to prove what downright love can do. Fancy meeting you.
Judy Garland, Poor You, and Yip Harburg, Fancy Meeting You. In the midst of the wordplay, don't overlook Yip's sense of romance. His political idealism merged with his sense of whimsy to look at love through the imagery of play, frolic, and indirection. The world might be floating through space, but what we've got down here is a stage play. You could trudge or you could dance, and it was pretty obvious which Yip Harburg would choose. The moon is a paper prop until there's love. Maureen McGovern, It's Only a Paper Moon.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
From 1932, Maureen McGovern with Harold Arlen, Yip Harburgs, and Billy Roses, It's Only a Paper Moon. Although Harburg wrote wonderful songs into the 1980s, right up to his death in 1981, he probably wrote more of his best songs in the 1930s, when his sense of play and his deep idealism confronted the daunting days of the Depression. This song is the kind of escape the Depression feasted on. Its scope is planetary, its wit propulsive, its playfulness endearing, and it's a love song, too. Graham Rowett and Jessica Stone, Let's Take a Walk Around the Block.
I never traveled further north than old Van Cortlandt Park, and never further south than the aquarium. I've seen the charm of Jersey City, but first let me remark, I saw it from the Empire State Solarium. But I've been putting nickels in the Postal Savings Bank, and when those nickels pile up, we can toddle off and swank. And I don't mean an ordinary cook's tour, I mean a cabin deluxe tour. Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present, let's take a walk around the block. You're just a companion, I want at Grand Canyon, for throwing old blades down the rock. The money we have will go for travel. Meantime, let's walk around the block.
Onward to Cafe, then to Mandalay,
then Vladivostok, where Bolsheviks flock. We'll send the folks cables,
accumulate labels,
buy souvenirs till we're in hock.
But while we are flat in old Manhattan,
let's take a walk around the block.
Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present, let's take a walk around the block. You're just a companion, I want a grand canyon, for throwing old plays down the rock. The money we'll have
Graham Rowett and Jessica Stone with Arlen Gershwin and Harburg's Let's Take a Walk Around the Block. Cabin in the Sky was an all-black musical starring Ethel Waters. Writing for a character brought Yip down to earth, especially here, a religious middle-aged woman with a lovable but conniving husband. He gave her a lyric that contrasted images of poverty with images of hope, an internal rhyme that moved the song forward gently and almost invisibly. Ethel Waters sings, "Happiness is just a thing called Joe."
It seemed like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He got a smile that make the lilac wanna grow. He got a way that make the angels heave a sigh when they know little Joe's passing by. Sometime the cabin gloomy and the table bare. Soon he kissed me and it's Christmas all I ask to know. Seem like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Sometime the cabin gloomy and the table bare. Soon he kissed me, Lord, it's Christmas everywhere. Trouble fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I has to know. Seem like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Little Joe. Little Joe. Little Joe.
Ethel Waters with Arlen and Harburg's Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe. Yip Harburg dealt in hope. Only once did he portray the loss of love as irrevocable, and the culprit was the passing of time. It's also a song that feels inevitable, as if no other words would fit that melody. The paradox in the title underscores how quickly time passes as the lyric looks back longingly yet tenderly on a time when everything felt possible. The combination of paradox and hyperbole provides the wit on which the emotion floats. Harburg and Arlen called it their favorite song together. Frank Sinatra, Last Night When We Were Young.
Last night, when we were young, love was a star
a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right, ages ago. Last night, today, the world is old. You flew away, and time grew cold. Where is that star that seems so bright? Ages ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this. A look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we were young.
Frank Sinatra with Arlen and Harburg's 1935, Last Night When We Were Young. Yip Harburg was one of the masters of the American song lyric. His love songs, simple and accessible, were the result of his mastery of the lyricist's tools, along with his unique mix of the whimsical, the idealistic, the irreverent, and the romantic. The love songs that never say, I love you. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.